Move aside, Walt Disney. There is a new Pinocchio in town.
Papa, why did my nose grow today?
You lied, Pinocchio, and a lie is plain to see as your nose and...
And the more you lie, the more it grows. Is that it?
Director Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, which is now out on Netflix, is a retelling of Carlo Collodi's 1883 novel. The director uses handcrafted stop-motion animation to tell the wooden boy's story. He sets the tale in fascist Italy under Mussolini's rule before World War II. It goes deep into the existential, hovering between joy and melancholy. Composer Alexandre Desplat told me he tried to capture those elements.
I like when I write music, I like when music is multidimensional.
So I watched this film with my son, who is the same age as Geppetto's son, Carlo, in the film. Mm-hmm. And my son is not a big fan of musicals, but he loved the music you composed for this film. There's a playfulness and almost a sense of mischief in many of these songs. There's a song called Everything Is New to Me.
All the things my eyes can see.
Where a newly built Pinocchio picks up object after object, asks what it is, and then he sort of gleefully destroys it.
I love it! I love it! Yogi, 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 yogi. Everything is new to me.
My son laughed hysterically at this. It seems like you were having so much fun and tapping into your inner child in this film.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. There's something about the relationship between Guillermo and myself, which is I would call it a joyous melancholy. And, you know, Pinocchio has no fears, and that opens the range of being mischievous, you know, having always a great sense of humor. He shatters everything in during the song, but it does not mean. It's just, to him, it seems right and fun to shatter everything around. And I guess that's a connection between Pinocchio and children when they see the film.
And in addition to the film's playfulness, there's also a heavier theme of mortality and the search for truth in a world filled with lies. How challenging was it to try and achieve that balance of light and darkness?
You know, when you listen to world music, I mean, authentic world music coming from any country, there's not this concept of happy or sad. It doesn't exist. It's just music. And depending on the moment where you listen to this music, it has the power of joy and the power of sadness. I think when music is good, it has both qualities. So it's always a challenge to find that for me, because it's always on the edge. We couldn't write something tragic, or only just fun. And it's a deep story. The context in which the movie is set is something heavy, you know. The First World War, fascism. You have to take that seriously, but without being heavy. There's no songs anymore during the fascist section of the film. We mostly hear anthems or, you know, military songs from fascism era. And it's a big scene in the film where at the end Pinocchio makes fun of Mussolini.
And that's called the Big Baby El Duce March, right?
Yes, that's the one, yes. We also call it sometimes the Poop March. And Mussolini is not happy, and he asks his bullies to kill the puppet.
That's right. I'm curious, among all the songs that you composed for this, was there a favorite of yours?
I think there are two of them. There's Ciao Papa.
Ciao Papa, mio Papa, time has come to say farewell.
We which is the most maybe heartfelt, melancholic one. And Better Tomorrows, sang by Ewan McGregor.
And if some days have downs and lows, open your arms to better tomorrows.
We wanted the songs and, you know, most of the music to sound as if it was organic to the film. The film is really set in a time, the 20s, 30s, and we didn't want the songs or the score to sound contemporary in a way that there would be a pop song with a rock and roll drum kit, and now it had to belong to what we see on screen.
With Pinocchio, you decided to limit yourself solely to wooden instruments like the piano, harp, guitar, and violin, which of course makes sense on one level because it's a film about a boy made of wood. But you're also working on a big film, and so you could have had an entire symphony orchestra at your disposal. What did you learn by limiting yourself like this?
You know, I always like to challenge myself when I start on a score and trying to find the musical color, the musical sound that will really stick to the film and belong to the film. So in this one, you know, having this little boy made of wood, and Geppetto is a wood maker. You know, there was something about the wood that I could maybe explore, and I suggested that to Guillermo. And Guillermo is always open to ideas. He was happy that I would you know, try something different and not just the usual orchestral lineup.
Alexandre Desplat, who composed the score for Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio. Alexandre, thank you.
Thank you.